Good morning. As the basis of our devotion today, we will listen to what our Savior said to one of his disciples. This happened on the night before his death, what's recorded in John 14:23. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. I want to focus on the word home. Home can be a place that we sometimes take for granted. Unless we've been away for a while, it's nice to come home after a hard day at work or in some other difficult situation. It's very nice to be at home during a longer break, such as the upcoming spring break, which many of you get to enjoy at the end of next week. What is it about our homes that make them a welcome thing? Not just familiar surroundings that we're quite used to, but don't we think of the presence of people, family, those who love and take care of us? In our text, we hear from our Lord about another kind of loving home that God provides. In addition to the family home, we have a spiritual home, as it were, in which the Heavenly Father, and I'll call him our big brother Jesus, are there with us to provide what we need spiritually, and to establish the only kind of home that is going to last forever. Think of your family home. It's stationary, right? There's a definitive location. You can tell me the street address, I would imagine. And it's a place where you have to get to it and walk into it through the door. Our spiritual home, on the other hand, can happen anywhere. Even outdoors, as long as we're talking about God coming to us and speaking to us through His Word. Right now, we experience this home with God using the Word in chapel. Likewise, the same happens in Christian worship at church. But we could point to a Christian classroom, or a family dinner table, as long as a venue is happening in which the Heavenly Father has the attention of His children on the basis of the gospel of Christ. Yes, Jesus did say, God's home with us is all about a love that would be two-way. He does speak of the believer loving Him, but more importantly, this element of God loving us, God's love coming to us in the gospel of what our Savior did to bring us peace from God, the forgiveness of our sins in the sacrifice, through the sacrifice of His blood. On the basis of that love, God's home always provides what every home should. We could name a few things. Warmth, safety, and nourishment of the soul. Heavenward parenting, which at times involves discipline from the Father. The raising of spiritual children, you and me, through the growth of our Christian faith, all happening through the power of the Word at work in our hearts. 2 days ago, we finally got a blast of wintry weather. And thankfully, we had homes, or something like it, to keep us warm and safe. The sound structure of the family house is something we depend on to find shelter from an ice storm, or a thunderstorm, or dangerously cold wind chills. In the same way, God's home with us provides much-needed shelter from another kind of storm. Not the blast of a blizzard. But we do live in a world that is so cold, so hostile to our faith in Christ. The storms come in the form of strong temptations, deceptive false teachings, peer pressure from those who are friends, persecution from those who are foes. It all adds up to a very dangerous place, this world. A hostile environment that does put our souls at risk, not only from the outside, but from within, as we have to deal with spiritual turmoil. You know it as the pangs of a guilty conscience, faith getting weak, troubling fears, nagging doubts, the erosion of our Christian hope and Christian joy. Isn't it good to know that God's home gives us a place to come inside and find shelter? That is, we can deal with the turmoil, the guilt, the fear, the doubts, etc., in the same reliable way, turning to the gospel, which speaks to us the assurance of God's forgiveness, the comfort of God's promises, the certainty of God's truth. Yes, this gospel is a daily refuge for you and me in this life, and it has ties to that life yet to come. As children of God and His family, we also have our hope restored so that we can speak and think like King David did. Psalm 23, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I imagine you students at some point, maybe even already, are looking forward to a day when you move out of the family home and start a home of your own. That's natural. That's expected. As children of the Heavenly Father, however, that is never going to be our hope. Rather, we look forward to a day when we move in to that heavenly mansion, God's house as our house too. Until then, may the truth of our text, the words of our Savior, our big brother, be the reality for you. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. We close our worship singing about such a thing, a concept, our gospel reality. Hymn 53, stanzas 1, 2, and 6. Stanzas 1, 2, and 6 of Hymn 53.
Including